Yeah, this is the Ivy Reggae Show. Yeah, man, red lion and rest on and it's got the same class.
Greetings, blessed love on this day. Today is the 17th of August 2019. And I celebrating, remembering the lives of Menelik II, Emperor Menelik, and also the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey. Both born on the 17th of August. Day. So we globally, we are celebrating Bodhipa vibes. See? My name is Empress Donnelly. I'm here with you till 7 this evening. Right straight out to Amsterdam Southeast on www.rasoamsterdam.nl or even on salto.nl on 105.2, 103.8. And if you want to call in on 020-737-1619. That's 020-737-1619. I'm going to be giving away two tickets for the concert of Bushman. That will be on the 31st of August in Paysesser in Amstelveen. I will give you a beautiful vibes special of the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey. And after on six, I'll be talking briefly to Rastakura live on the telephone line. See? He's gonna just give us all the happenings, what was happening, going on in Ghana for the Pana Fest. He was there as a special guest performed in Ghana. He's gonna reason with us about that. And so it's today, the Earth Strong of Emperor Menelik and also Marcus Garvey. We are dedicating this program to them. Seeing? Yeah, hailing you in the name of His Imperial Majesty Selassie I the First and Empress Menelik, every time holding the balance. Some Naya Bingi, the ones holding the Sabbath on Saturday. It's a little drizzy, rainy here, not cold outside, but you know, for the summertime, it's quite cloudy.
Bye. Vinegar's means, glory of kings. Give I and I, Selassie, and keep the images of lies for yourself. Eat without a vision, perish like suicide. You tell me it's not about color, still you refuse to take the picture of the world. Confused, they don't know who to call. In this spiritual heart, now tell me,
have a paradise in the sky? Well, that's a lie.
And now tell me, I was born in sin and shaped in iniquity, and love created I. Open our eyes, you can't fool me. Look how they're treating us. New millennium slavery, hiding the chains and still beating us daily. Now we mentally poisoned to fight with black skin. Bleaching at the inting, far out and far in. Sin. You tell me it's not about color, still you refuse. Take the picture out your boots. I know that's not how it looks. Push. Brothers and keep them confused. They don't know who to call on in this heretical war. Don't tell me
I'm a paradise in the sky. Well, that's a lie.
And now tell me
I was born in sin and shaped in iniquity when love created die.
Yes, Dangali, big up yourself for the vice of Taurus, right?
To save and
out. Who job less?
No man.
Yes, you know the
sign. Yeah, for me.
Garvey was a man who, in retrospect, was far ahead of his time. This is clearly proven by the fact that his ideologies have resurfaced today and could be considered a major factor in the liberation of African peoples the world over. He sought to revive the spirit of black people from despair to hope, from lethargy to positive action, from fear to courage, from inertia to assertiveness, from anti-discrimination dodges to manly confrontation. He gave them goals possible to man, the highest creation of God, because he believed with all his heart in the innate abilities of the African race. On August 1, 1914, Garvey launched the Universal Negro Improvement Association and African Communities League in Jamaica, an organization to advocate the unity and blending of all Negroes into one strong, healthy race. After the First World War, there was a resurgence of the Ku Klux Klan influence in the United States. Another decade of racial hatred and open lawlessness had set in which Negroes were again prominent among the victims. African people were by this time more than ready for a Moses, and only a black man could express the depth of their feelings. Marcus Garvey settled that question for thousands by forming the U.S. branch of the UNIA and ACL in June 1917. On June 10, 1940, at the age of 53, Marcus Messiah Garvey died in London of a severe stroke without having set foot in Africa. But his impact there was tremendous. He left a rich legacy of history for us to study and utilize in our continued quest for independence and liberation as a people.
The black race is one of the branches of the human race. As a section of humanity, He occupies a position in a world at the present time most unfavorable and most uncomfortable. The black people are subjects of ostracism. It is sad that our humanity has shown us no more love, no greater sympathy than we are experiencing. Wheresoever you go throughout the world, the black man is discarded, is ostracized, is relegated to the lowest in things, social, political, and economical. This therefore suggests a problem and one that must be solved. We in this section of the world are not entirely free from this unkind, unsympathetic, and uncharitable behavior of the groups or races around us. But since man has been placed on his own responsibility, whether he be black, white, or yellow, he must act on his own account. We will not unduly whine or complain, but reason among ourselves and see what can be done to remedy this state of affairs. Life is a conflict. You have to fight your way through it, whether you will it or not. Those of us who are able to fight most stubbornly live, accomplish most, and to them go the laurels, the palms, and triumph of our civilization and world. We unfortunately have not been trained nor educated in the truths of life, paradoxically so. He has shown us no more love, no greater sympathy than we are experiencing. Wheresoever you go throughout the world, the black man is discarded, is ostracized, is relegated to the lowest in things, social, political, and economical. This therefore suggests a problem and one that must be solved. We in this section of the world are not entirely free from this unkind, unsympathetic, and uncharitable behavior of the groups or races around us. But since man has been placed on his own responsibility, whether he be black, white, or yellow, he must act on his own account. We will not unduly whine or complain, but reason among ourselves and see what can be done to remedy this state of affairs. Life is a conflict. You have to fight your way through it, whether you will it or not. Those of us who are able to fight most stubbornly live, accomplish most, and to them go the laurels, the palms, and triumph of our civilization and world. We unfortunately have not been trained nor educated in the truths of life, paradoxically so. May I say something to you to give you a true knowledge of yourself and life, so that the same glory and success attained by other men who understand themselves may be yours. Man in the full knowledge of himself is a superb and supreme creature of creation. When man becomes possessor of the knowledge of himself, he becomes master of his environment, the captain of his own ship, the director of his own destiny, the accomplisher of his own ends. Man should understand himself because man is full of knowledge, and this knowledge is a gift of nature. When Mother Nature created man, she deprived him of nothing. He was given the faculty of understanding all things around him. This faculty for understanding has not been taken away from him. None of his senses have been taken away from him. So there is no excuse for the black man in lacking the knowledge that man is used to beautify the world and produce all that he needs for his happiness and civilization. Look the world over and whatever you see in it that is pleasing to man, contributing to man's comfort, to his needs and to his satisfaction, it is but the work of man. Man blessed with the knowledge of himself and the understanding of all things around him. If you are able to live with the knowledge of yourself and with the greater knowledge of nature, you must know what is good and what is not. You must know what is finite. You must know that which is material, physical, and otherwise is at your disposal to create or otherwise use. If we leave America and go over to the east to Japan, they will be telling their fellow citizens of Japan of the wonderful accomplishments of the Japanese people, proving that man is moving onward as time moves on. But you have hated yourselves as you have done in previous years. You have shown malice, prejudice, and hate to each other. And the result is that while other races have made progress, while India has made progress towards nationalism, while Ireland has made progress towards republicanism, while the whole world has made progress in man's accomplishments, you still stand fighting yourselves, dishonoring yourselves, showing no disposition toward that higher life so that you will be abundantly blessed. So reflect and think that you were created for some purpose other than exhibiting malice toward your neighbor or fellow men of your own race. What a pity it is that we cannot stand united without the written law. There is no written law compelling other races to stand together. They are brought together by the gentle touch of nature. The unwritten law of nature causes them to stand together on all occasions. So wheresoever you find them in the field, that one gentle touch of nature causes them to stand together, if need be, die together. But with the black man, you can preach to him from the pulpits. You lecture from the platforms, from the byways and the hedges. The spirit of cooperation, but he will not cooperate. You talk to him gently, you try talking harshly to him, he still will not cooperate. The result is that he falls prey to those who understand themselves and walk through the world making you their serfs and slaves. You must acquire an understanding of yourselves. Look around you. See the smiling pictures of nature, the beautiful hedges, the wonderful mountains, the wonderful vegetation all around. but because of your disposition to each other, you live in suffering, in want, in penury, and in debt. You lack the gentle touch of nature, love for each other. You hate yourselves. Black men and what is wrong with you? Why have you no affection for yourselves? Could I hope to see you living among yourselves as the people I've spoken of? Living in charity, love, and in sympathy with each other? It can be done. I wonder if you will adapt that course. Isn't it easier to enjoy prosperity than to live in ignorance and darkness? Why select the worst out of nature? Nature never gave pain, suffering, and death to the world. It was man himself who selected death, pain, and sorrow. I wonder if I cannot inspire you to select between good and evil. Let me impress upon you once again that whatsoever your hardships may be, whatsoever your difficulties in life, they are your own selection. And so if you encourage them, if you husband them and take them to your bosom, they will abide with you. Nature will not take them away from you as Mother Nature did not give them to you. She is not responsible for your sorrows. Mother Nature represents all that is beautiful. She gave you the highest personality in the realm divine. Your sorrows are your own. If you want joy, if you want sunshine, it is before you abundantly in nature. I made a selection of sunshine, the beautiful sunshine. I made a selection to laugh with the moon, to laugh with the stars, and sing with the birds of the forest and of the wilderness, to join in the rhythmic music of the winds that sing from east to west and from north to south. Had I selected sorrow, I would have been dead a long time ago and been without that which would send me into the presence of the divine, because I would have lived not with the knowledge that is divine. We must acquire the higher knowledge of life. Black men and black women, will you get the knowledge that the white man has that causes him to be leaders and masters in the world? They're not God for the people who understand the world around them.
Marcus can words come to pass. Marcus can words come to pass. Can't get no food to eat. Can't get no money to spend.
About Marcus Mosiah Garvey, who was born on the 17th of August 1887 and passed away on the 10th of June in 1940. He was a Jamaican-born political activist, publisher, journalist, entrepreneur, and orator. He was the founder and the first president general of the Universal Negro Improvement Association and African Communities League, known as the UNIA. Garvey was born to a moderately prosperous Afro-Jamaican family in St. Anne's Bay, colony of Jamaica. He was working in Kingston and he became involved in trade unionism before living briefly in Costa Rica, Panama, and England. Returning to Jamaica, he founded the UNIA in 1914. And in 1916, he moved to the United States and established the UNIA branch in New York City, Harlem District.
No more life for you. I honor rejected the racist assumption of much white American Christianity, namely that God had created the black man inferior and that he had intended Negroes to be a servant class, hewers of wood and drawers of water. Well, I predicated my view of man on the doctrine of Imago Dei. All men, regardless of color, are created in the image of God. Now, from this premise followed equality of all men and the brotherhood of all men. The biblical injunction of Acts 17:26 reminds us that he created of one blood all nations of men that dwell on the face of the earth. I was most interested in brotherhood within his own race, because if Negroes are created in God's image and Negroes are black, then God must, in some sense, be black. Man has the idea of a white God, let him worship his God as he desires. We have found a new ideal, because whilst our God has no color, and yet it is human to see everything through one's own spectacles, and since the white people have seen their God through their white spectacles, we have only now started to see our God through our own spectacles. But we believe in the God of Ethiopia, the everlasting God, God of Father, God of Son, God of Holy Ghost, the one God of all ages. That is the God in whom we believe, but we shall worship him through the spectacles of Ethiopia. For 250 years, we have struggled under the burden and rigors of slavery. We were maimed, we were brutalized, we were ravaged in every way. We are men. We have hopes, we have passions, we have feelings, we have desires, just like any other race. The cry is raised all over the world of Canada for the Canadians, of America for the Americans, of England for the English, of France for the French, of Germany for the Germans. Do you think it unreasonable that we, the blacks of the world, should raise the cry of Africa for the Africans? We represent a new Negro. His back is not yet against the wall. We do not want his back against the wall, because that would be a peculiar and desperate position. We do not want him there. It is because of this that we are asking for fair compromise. Where the Belgians have control of the Belgian Congo, which they cannot use, they have not the resources to develop, nor the intelligence. The French have more territory than they can develop. There are certain parts of Africa in which they cannot live at all. So it is for you to come together and give us a United States of Africa.
Yes, sir.
We are not going to be a race without country. God never intended it, and we are not going to abuse God's confidence in us as men. We are men, human beings, capable of the same acts as any other race, possessing under fair circumstances the same intelligence as any other race. Now, Africa's been sleeping, not dead, only sleeping. Today, Africa's walking around not only on our feet, but on our brains. You can enslave us, was done for 300 years, the bodies of men. You can shackle the hands of men. You can shackle the feet of men. You can imprison the bodies of men, but you cannot shackle or imprison the minds of men. Men and take. Reach up, black men and women, and pull all nature's knowledge to you. Turn ye around and make a conquest of everything north and south, east and west. And then when you have wrought well, you will have merited God's blessing, you will have become God's chosen people, and naturally you will become leaders of the world. And as you bow down to the white man today, so a lot of races bow down to you and call you a race of masters because of the superiority of your mind and your achievement. Because no race has the last word on culture and civilization. They do not know what we are capable of. They do not know what we are thinking. They are thinking in terms of dreadnoughts, battleships, aeroplanes, submarines. You know what we are thinking about? That is our own private business. So give us credit for being able to use our minds. And with people becoming conscious of themselves, determined to use their minds, you do not know to what extent they can go. Liberate the minds of men, and ultimately you will liberate the bodies of men. We love the white race, not for social fellowship, but for the common brotherhood of God intended we should live. What satisfaction can anyone get in being happy and see his brother wallowing in filth, dirt, and disease? How can you be happy living in luxury and your brother's living in disease? And then when you try to help the one out of the disease, the subtle culprit talks about disloyalty. Black men of Carthage, black men of Ethiopia, of Timbuktu, of Alexandria, gave the light of civilization to this world. Ethiopia shall stretch forth her hands unto God, and princes shall come out of Egypt. Because classes, nations, races have been quite quiet for over four centuries. Who was merely born abuse, insult, humiliation? Whose forbearance can only be compared to the prophet Job, has likewise lifted his bowed head and raised it up to God's skies and cried out, I am a man, and demand a man's chance and a man's treatment in this world. But I shall teach the black man, I shall teach the black man to see beauty in his own kind and stop bleaching his skin and otherwise looking like what he's not.
just to respect man like Nelson Mandela. And all like his colleague them too. Let me hear you talk about Marcus. Never live in vain. Make up. Brother Marcus. Never live in vain. But if you follow that man's words, you will live again. You follow? And if you follow that man's words, you will live again. What? Teach us among all that we are competitive. Inferior to none, if not superior to some. Teach is the poor man to be noble. The unjust man to be upright in themselves. Let me hear you talk about Marcus. Never live in vain. About the Marcus. Never live in vain. And if you follow that man's words, you will live again. You follow that. And if you follow that man's words, you will live again.
Is it? It's 17:42 right here in Amsterdam. We'll be feeling good. People without the knowledge of their past, history, origin, and culture is like a tree without roots. Words of Marcus Mosiah Garvey. If you have no confidence in self, you are twice defeated in the race of life. Never live in vain. That is coming from Culture, from Joseph Hill. Yeah, man, Marcus Garvey. Yeah, like I said, and I celebrating the life of Marcus Mosiah Garvey and also Menelik, Menelik, Emperor Menelik. So we can give you some of Menelik, see?
With invasion in the past, they fought for their country and their emperor. Now again, they rally to his call. And who can tell? With these men knowing every inch of their barren, mountainous country, with rocky cover from rifle fire and bombs, aiming always at surprising the enemy and cutting them to pieces, they may well hold their own against a modern army. So the Ethiopians go to meet the invader, wave upon wave of fanatical fighters.
Rasta, you know, this Emperor Menelik II, born on the 17th of August in 1844, passed away on the 12th of December 1913, and was Emperor of Ethiopia. Everyone, you know, tuning in. This is Azalainen, Africa. Yeah, you know, going out to everyone in the afternoon. 10 minutes, almost 9 minutes to the time of 6.
Stoop to folly that no ain't a we concept. Bun pedophile like your own one bed. Africa show the world what is progress. Left the wicked them to fall in their own nest. See rebels with a cause, you know you better don't test. Standing firm and we burn down our weakness.
The voice of Prince Farai, you know, all of Menelik, Emperor Menelik.
Yes.
Run, go find your reward. Man, if you know him rules, come make we find your reward. You better run, 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 go find your reward.
Hey, yeah.
Big singstress.
What have you done?
Just 1 minute to the time of six, and I wanna remind you that I'm gonna give away tickets to Bushman, but first I'm gonna try to link up with Rastakura. You know, so stay tuned. If you know the name of the latest album from Bushman, just call in, you know, 020-737-1619. Check it out. And tickets seen. King Shiloh's over there, so you know, playing tonight and tomorrow, you know. So, all blessings going out to everyone. Try to go in there, you know, or staying over here. Next week is Regulate, next weekend, Strong End, seeing the 24th and the 25th. And before that, you have on Wednesday, you have also the Queen of Reggae, Marsha Gervais, at the place Q Factory in Amsterdam East, seeing.
Let's be Irie, Russell Radio, Donnelly, Red Lion.
No rough things, I feel like it, you know, but I see don't go, no. idleness is a waste of time. I and I say, with all might and glory, are you alone? We have to write your story. Greater mountains there to climb. Intelligence, we not take it to make it. Put in hard work, I guess so we rate it, yeah. Let it out those who aren't so genuine. So me say, focus on your goal, focus on your dreams. Love for self-esteem, yo. Focus on your goal, focus on your dreams. You can make it. Focus on your goal, focus on your dreams. Love for self-esteem, yeah. Focus on your goal, focus on your dreams. I can see light at the end of the tunnel. Triumph, triumph, we say after the struggle. Where there's a will, there's a way out. Where there's a way out, there is a higher level. Greater the blessing, greater the gift. But how would you know if you don't take a risk? Lioness and lionheart. 7 times fall, 7 times get up. Forward, no slackness, trust us, they live up. In the mountains of meditation, so me say. Focus on your dreams. Love for self-esteem, yo. Focus on your goal. Focus on your dreams. You can make it. Focus on your goal. Focus on your dreams. Love for self-esteem, yeah. Focus on your goal. Focus on your dreams. Life battles don't always go to the strongest one. Sooner or later, the one who wins is the one who knows he can. Life battles don't always go to the fastest man. Sooner or later, the one who wins is the one who knows he can. Focus on your goal, focus on your dream. Love for self-esteem, yo. Focus on your goal, focus on your dream. You can make it. Focus on your goal, focus on your dream. Love for self-esteem. No rough things, yeah. I feel like it, you know, but that you don't know. Idleness is a waste of time. I and I say, with all might and glory, are you alone? We'll have to write your story, yeah. Lioness and lionheart. 7 times fall, 7 times get up. Forward, no slackness, trust us, they live up. In the mountains of meditation. So me say, focus on your goal, focus on your dreams. Love for self-esteem, yo. Focus on your goal, focus on your dreams. You can make it. Focus on your goal, focus on your dreams. Love for self-esteem, yeah. Focus on your goal, focus on your dreams. Focus on your goal, focus on your dreams. Love for self-esteem, yo. Focus on your goal. You can make it. Focus on your goal. Focus on your dream. Love for self-esteem, yeah. Focus on your goal.
Yeah, this one is coming from the mighty Sedai, you know. This one is Focus. Trying to reach the brother, can't reach him as yet. So I want to hail up some brothers and sisters. Susie Cyan, big up yourself. Patrick, the minister. Rafa Pico, big up. Neville, Valentine, Elko, and Eric, brother Eric Oosterwald, I think. Yeah, Oostwald, ESI, you know. Put it, come back again with. Yeah, you know, and Colin, Anthony, Empress Fana Wallet, big up, Empress Emily, Ad Leufen, Carla Ja and Roots Lion, Michelle Conti, big up yourself, Eric Slotboom, love the vibes, big up yourself, Rastakura, big up, Dennis Emmanuel, Eric, Black Catalog, big up, Miriam Simone, big up yourself, Roots and Culture, Red Lion, big up. And Gustav Dorsch and the one Jan this Romach got Roots. Yeah man, big up on yourself. Seeing all on Facebook. Bless up every time, seeing?
for self-esteem, yo. Focus on your goal, focus on your dream. You can make it. Focus on your goal, focus on your dream. Love for self-esteem, yeah. Focus on your goal, focus on your dream. I can see light at the end of the tunnel. Triumph, triumph, is a year for the struggle. Where there's a will, there's a way out. Where there's a way out, there is a higher level.